The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Good morning. Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Yud Dalid Iyar, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Friday, the 8th of May. Rabbi Zalman Krasnow, Pesach Sheni. Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody is doing well. Today is a very auspicious day, befrat here in Northwest London, but more globally for Yidden far and wide. Today is the second time in the history of Britannia that the May bank holiday is not on the first Monday of May, but rather is on a Friday so as to coincide with Veterans Day, signifying the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II. Last time that this happened was 25 years ago on the 50th anniversary of the end of World War II, when the government decided for the first time ever to change the first Monday bank holiday. But even though we know that everything in the world that's done is done b'shvil Yisrael, that is very, very low on the scale of importance regards to what today really stands for, symbolizes, and its significance. Today is Pesach Sheni. What is Pesach Sheni? So we all know the Gemara tells us that there were some people that were unable to bring the Korban Pesach on Yudal of Nisan, and the Gemara has a little bit of a dispute as to what the reason why is. And the bottom line is that they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, to the Rabbeinu Shalom, with a taina, lama nigara. Why should we lose out? Why should we be any different than the rest of Klal Yisrael? We were unable to partake in the Paschal offering. And give us another opportunity, give us a second chance. Because Baruch Hu tells Moshe, tell them that they're right. It's a good taina. Allow them to bring the Korban Pesach on the 14th day of Iyar, which is today, Erev Shabbos Kodesh. There's a big machlokes lahalacha as to whether or not one recites Tachnun today. If you look in the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, the codifiers of halacha, they make no mention, Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, as to Pesach Sheni being a day that one does not recite Tachnun. And the Minig was very famous, the Chazon Ish and the Chassam Sofer were quite adamant about the recitation of Tachnun on Pesach Sheni. In the Litvisha Yeshivas in Europe, they would say, Pesach Sheni is for Tmei Mesim and Mishayi B'derech Rechoyka, but Baruch Hashem, we're sitting and learning, we're Ala Torah V'Ala Voida, Shrumba Erlucha B'nei Torah, we should say Tachnun. However, there are many sources that say not to say Tachnun on Pesach Sheni. In fact, the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, Sif Yud Beis, V'hu Pela. It's a Pela that on Pesach Sheni, the Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber, did not write that we omit the recitation of Tachnun. It's a Pela. Pesach Sheni is such a chashuv day, it's the Yom Simcha, that we should not recite Tachnun. So we want to discuss a little bit, what is the significance of this day, Pesach Sheni? The Raya Mehemnon Chelek Gimel Ba'aloscha Daf Kufnon Beis Amid Beis says something very esoteric. Don't really understand it that much. It's beyond my pay grade. But we'll quote the words, and then perhaps we'll try to expound on it a little bit. Knesset Yisrael says the Raya Mehemna, get a special crown. This special crown is placed on our heads on Erev Pesach, when we're busy with the Korban Pesach, and it remains on our heads for 30 days until Pesach Sheni. Not only that, the Raya Mehemna says there's a din of Tashlumim afterwards, the 7 days also. And the Lashon is Tarim Psichim. The Sha'arim are Nistachim. The gates of Shemayim are open to see the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah Kaviyachu comes out with a crown on its head. Whoever wants to come and see the Shekhinah with the crown on its head, they should also come out with the crown on their head. And those that have not had the opportunity to do it Pesach time have an opportunity to do it until Pesach Sheni. Rav Yaakov Emden in Siddur, Rav Yaakov Emden writes something fantastic. Al derech l'rayim mehemna. Rav Yaakov Emden writes Gilulim min hashamayim. He had a heavenly revelation. What's the reason that Pesach Sheni was established on this day of Yudalad Iyar? L'chayra, Yaakov Emden means to ask the following question. Assuming that the people were unable to be makir of the Karban Pesach on Yudalad Nisan, b'zman hakavas Pesach Rishon, so all you would really need is 14 days in order for them to become tahar. The Tyra process, the purification process of being Tamei Meis to allow you to bring a carbon requires only 2 weeks of counting, of separating, of being tovel b'mikvah, of hazah, of sprinkling of the mechatos. Whatever the purification process would require, asks Rabbi Yaakov Emden, would only necessitate 2 weeks. So why is it that we celebrate Pesach Sheni an entire month after Pesach Rishon? 2 weeks would have been enough. Dr. Yaakov Emden, that the first year when they left Mitzrayim, Pesach Mitzrayim, that year, when they took that matzah out with them, that had baked on their shoulders as they were running away from Mitzrayim, that matzah left them, that left with them, had enough shelf life, it lasted them 30 days. And the last day that the Bnei Yisrael ate matzah, when they left Mitzrayim, and the Midbar was today Pesach Sheni. 30 days. It lasted them until Pesach Sheni, until Tazvav. The next day, when they would have eaten the Karban Pesach normally, it was 30 days. Zot Yaakov Emden, Umikan, from here we can infer, deduce, it's even more than an inference. It's clear to us that Kedusha Hahi Nemshachas Ad Laila Zeh Lachein Matzah V'chometz Imi Baboyet Kifisha Hayoz. Look at Yaakov Emden, something fascinating. The matzah that they ate when they left Mitzrayim lasted them for 30 days, all the way until Tatzav Iyar. So you see, says Yaakov Emden, that this Am Shachov, there's a continuation, there's a connection between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. You want to know why it's not 2 weeks thereafter? Because for 30 days, the Hashpahs of Pesach are continuing. The matzah that they ate, that sustained them, lasted them for 30 days until Pesach Sheni. What exactly this means, we don't really know. It brings to mind the story that Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro was wont to retell regarding the Kedusha, the Chashivos, the sanctity of Shabbos. He would say that in St. Petersburg on Yom Kippur, there once broke out a bidding war between Baron Falk and Baron Ginsburg. They were bidding for Psicha de Ne'ilah, and Baron Ginsburg, who was a regular attendee of the Minyan, opened the bidding. It quickly rose to 2,000 zlotas, or whatever the currency was there. And Baron Falk, who was unfortunately an attendee of the Minyan only on Yom Kippur, kept on outbidding Baron Ginsburg until Baron Falk pledged the astronomical sum of 2,500 zlotas, whatever the currency was at the time, in order to outbid Baron Ginsburg. And he was victorious in his bid, and he was zeichet psicha de ne'ilah. Right after the gaba, the auctioneer, ended the zochaloi, Baron Falk turns to the fellow sitting next to him and says, "Tell me, kind sir, what exactly is psicha de ne'ilah?" And the fellow says, "Baron Falk, do you mean to tell me that you just bid such an astronomic sum, something you don't even know what it is?" To which Baron Falk told him, "I know Baron Ginsburg. He's a very good businessman. If he thinks that something is worth 2,000, it most definitely is worth 2,500. And therefore I bid to it, unbeknown to me, exactly what I'm bidding for." So perhaps over here also, we don't really understand what does that mean, the Hashpah is the Kedushas of Pesach Rishon continue for 30 days until Pesach Sheni. But suffice to say, if the Shekhinah is sitting with a crown, giving us the opportunity to come join him wearing our crown, it's something that we should try to delve into to figure out what it is, to try to get a shaychus and a little bit of an understanding. In this week's Sedra of Parshas Emor, we read all about Dinei Tumah V'Tahara of Kohanim. And the Haftarah mirrors the Kriya of the Sedra, in which it talks about Dinei Tumah V'Tahara of the Kohanim. The Kohanim, Alevim, B'nei Tzadok, Haftarah from Yechezkel, Roiv Dinei Kahuna, we find in this Haftarah. Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz said something fascinating. We know the halacha is that there's an isser for a kohen to be metamah l'meisim. The kohen, in his unique role as serving as a kodesh baruch on the Beis HaMikdash, in his priestly role, has more restrictions than your standard Yisrael. But kohen b'nei aleviim, they are not allowed to become tamei l'meis. However, the Torah tells us in this week's Sedra, there's an exception. There's the Zion Krivim, the seven immediate relatives that a kohen has, he's allowed to become tamei meis to those people. Namely, his father, his mother, his brother, his sister, his son, his daughter, and his wife. Those are the Zion Krivim, father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister, and wife. Sister, the Gemara tells us, is only a sister who's not married. But the Zion Krivim are an exception to the rule of the din that a kohen is not allowed to become tamei l'meis. Why is this? Asked the Yonasan Eibshitz. Why is this? In his Pirush Avos Yonasan al Haftara, why is this that the kohanim are allowed to become tamei meis to these Zion Krivim? Maishna l'chayra, just as much as they're not allowed to become tamei to anybody else, why should they be allowed to become tamei to their krivim? The Yonasan says something unbelievable. He says as follows. The reason why a kohen is allowed to become tamei to his relatives, since the neshama, the soul of all krivim, are attached one to another, like one flame that's placed in between two pots, that it gives off heat both directions. And therefore, kishemeis krovoi, when somebody's relative is nifter, gam neiro yichve ma'at. His neshama also, his flame, is also slightly extinguished. And therefore, ubalav hachitame, even without the kohen actually touching the mess, coming tamei lemess, when somebody's relative, when his immediate zayin krovim are nifter, part of their neshama also is extinguished. Ulechein rishoy letamei vahem va'asi shatek. Dr. Bjornison, that a person and his relatives, there's a certain bond, there's a certain connection. This fits very well with the Gemara, the Yerushalmi and the Sechas Moed Katan, Paragimel Halacha Zayin. The Gemara over there says, the Maimer, the Shemer Bjechanan, Mishpocha Ikimai Migdol Shalavanim. A family is like a tower of stone. Imatanoitel Evan Achas, if you pull out one stone from the middle of the tower, Azayin Doifles Kolo Avanim. All the stones will fall down. And that stems very geschmack with this memory of the Seman Amr Rabbi Yechanan in the Talmud Bavli, Mesach HaShabbos, Taf Kofhei on the base. Amr Rechiv Rabba, Rabbi Yechanan, Echad Min HaAchan Shemeitz, Yidagu Kol HaAchan Kulam. Rabbi Yechanan tells us, and Rabbi Yonasan explains, that a family has a certain korvashaft. And when one of those family members is unfortunately taken, so then the immediate krivim, part of them is missing, is lacking as well.
Kol Halashon.
Dr. Bjornison, that's why when a kohen's immediate krivim are nifter, so to speak, they're already tamei, because part of them has died. The melo, there's no issa for them to become mitamei lemeisim, because they're already tamei. L'chayra, we need to explain this a little bit more, because we know that just like the Kohen Hedyot has an exception to the rule of becoming Tamei L'meis, that he's allowed to be Metamei L'Zayin Krivim, we know that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be Metamei to anybody except for the Meis Mitzvah. Why is the Kohen Gadol any different than the regular Kohen? L'chayra, just as the Kohen Hedyot part of his Neshama passes on, so to speak, L'chayra, who has in the Kohen Gadol? So if we look at the lashon of the Sefer Achinuch, a mitzvah, ayin reish, shlo yikonis kohen gadol ba'ol ha'meis, I'm going to read you from lashon of the Achinuch, and perhaps I can shed some light to answer the difficulty with the Bianis's Mahalach. Zok the Achinuch. Mishor shei ha'mitzvah, ma'ashakasati l'mayla b'tei dezeh, she'inyin ha'tumu roi l'tzrachak min ha'kahanim shem kidreshim oisim melechas Hashem tamid. Kahanim, they are Kaddish, they do the Malach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKayin HaGadol HaNiv Dolir is Kaddish Kaddashim. HaKayin HaGadol is like the Kaddish HaKadashim. Im HaYoytzei Bal Guf, Nashay Tishka and Talmud B'Tzeich HaMesharsim Al Yoynim. Even though he is a mortal of flesh and blood, but his neshama is on an elevated plateau. HaKayin LeTachash HaTayra Olav LaHatul LeTum Al Oylam. V'afilu B'Kroivim, K'moy LeKayhanim Ad Yoytim Shekasavti L'mayla D'chot Shachman Aleyen. Even though a Kohen Hedyot, the Torah says they are allowed to mourn, of the nefesh of the Kohen Gadol, yispashet legamri miteva bnei ish, v'yashkiach milibay kol esek al mazah nifrad, v'alcheves hakarev leisivke nafshe, ki kvar hu nifrad mimenu boidenu v'chayim. The Chinuch says that the nefesh of the Kohen Gadol is kvar nifra b'menu b'aydenu b'chayim. He's on such an elevated level of a Musharis HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Kodesh HaKadoshim that he's already detached from his relative. The Melo, according to this Lashon of the Chinuch, we could explain, Rav Yonason is not Shver. Avad of the Kohen Hedyot, part of him, is Nifter when his Zayin Karim are Nifter. But the Kohen Gadol is already detached from that. He's already been removed from his Korvashah to the rest of his family. And the Mela, he's not allowed to become Tamei Meis. So here we have the concept in this week's Sedra of Tumas Kayanim. You see from here the importance of Korvashaft, of a relative being together, having a Shaychus with somebody, having a connection with somebody. This Tuma that Mishal Ve'al-Tzofan had, according to one sheet in the Gemara, that they were the people that were Tamei Meis. The people that called out Lama Nigara, they went and they were metapo with this tuma which symbolizes a Korvashah. Part of you is being taken away. Part of you is leaving you. You can become Tamei Meis. This is something that we need to focus on during the Yemei HaSfira, is this Korvashah. Nowadays, people are quarantined. They're stuck together at home with their Zayin Krovim. It might be a little bit difficult. Eventually, you get cabin fever. People get on your nerves. And it's very important that bond, that familial bond that we have with one another, is something that constantly needs working on. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling us that he's sending us a message in these days that we have to be separate. There's no tuma over here. The levayas are separate. Minyan mitzumtum. You have to stay with your immediate family. It's something to work on. The shalei nagu kavod zeh b'zeh. This week was the yahrzeit of the heilige Rav Shlomo Tzeruv of Naftali Tzvi and Menachem Mendel on Yud Aleph Iyar. And the Rav Shlomo Tzeruv writes in last week's sedra that the ikra avoda during the Yemei HaSfira is to work on the ava, on the achva v'reyus, the connection, the shaychus that we have between one another. And it's the Davar Pashas, he says that that's the connection that the Talmidei Rebbe Akiva, in certain aspects, they were lacking that chashivos for one another, which caused them that it was le'nagu kavod zeh b'zeh. What is the message of this Pesach Sheni, of this Loma Nigara? In Yiddishkeit, we know there's a concept of Oynes Rachmana Patre. If somebody was an Oynes, it was an accident, things were beyond their capabilities, they tried their best. Rachmana Patre, the Torah says that you're Pater, you're not held culpable for the action that you missed out to do. So if that's the case, ask from Shneur Kotler, and all the Mashkichim and all the Darshanim, why is it that by Karban Pesach, the Bnei Yisrael came at the time of Loma Nigara. You're not going to get punished for having missed out the Karban Pasach. You were Tamei Meis, you were B'derech L'Chayka. What is the significance of Gavai Pasach Sheni we find as far as Loma Nigara? So the Darshan explained that Karban Pasach wasn't a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. Karban Pasach symbolized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Rishonim say, is Mashkiach on us, Bashkocha Pratis, Bashkocha Al Yoyna, is an individualized Hashkocha. Rabban is very much lengthy about this at the end, the famous Rabban at the end of Parashas Boy. And the taina that the Bnei Yisrael had was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lama Nigara, why should we lose out? Ignorance is bliss is a Christian theological concept. That's it, I don't know about it, I'm fine. When it comes to Yiddishkeit, there's a taina of Lama Nigara. Lama Nigara manifested itself dafka by Pesach Sheni because the Bnei Yisrael understood all the things that Pesach Sheni symbolizes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashkiach Anof, and everything that he does is predestined, and everything has a specific address, and every blade of grass that blows in the wind to the east, to the west, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that that's the way it should be. And that's what the Klal Yisrael were yearning for. Lama Nigara. We don't want to lose out on the Yisoidis of Pesach, of everything that it stands for, of the Yigad Tov Levincha, of the Messiah Midar Dar. And that was the schos of Klal Yisrael, why they were Zeichot to Pesach Sheni, because they tainted Lama Nigara. And the reason why we call Pesach Sheni as Pesach Sheni, L'chayra, Pesach Sheni, we only call Pesach Sheni is on Yom Yud Aleph, is today. Tomorrow, Tezvav, is not really called Pesach Sheni, even though L'chayra D'Achila would have been by night, which was already Tezvav. Actually, the Svar is because we're celebrating this Tshuka, this desire, this Loma Nigara, that's what we're looking for. The Mela, we call the day Pesach Sheni Dafka on Yud Aleph, Dafka today, because that was the time that they cried out the Loma Nigara to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Today also is the yahrzeit of a Meir Baal HaNes. Now I know it's a matter of great dispute, the Sechemet as a whole Maracha, in which he discusses whether or not it is the real yahrzeit or not the real yahrzeit, but regardless, Rav, people, Neman, that today is the yahrzeit of a Meir Baal HaNes. Why is it that we have a Pushka of Rav Meir Baal HaNes? What's the shaychus of Rav Meir to Tzedakah? So the Gemara tells us that Rav Meir was talking about the importance of giving tzedakah, Gemara Bava Basra, and there was a conversation over there between Rav Akiva and Tornis Rufus HaRasha as to whether or not the Bnei Yisrael are like Bonim or Avodim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes somebody poor, so who are we to go and give tzedakah? We're going against the Zeher of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rav Akiva says, Em Shalucha Mashal, I'll give you a Mashal. He says, it's like the Melech that has a son who does something bad against the king, and the king throws him into prison, and one of the servants sneak in to the cellar, to the jail, and they smuggle some food into the Ben HaMelech. Says Rav Akiva to Eishes Tonas Rufus, you think the Melech is unhappy with the actions of the servant that he smuggled in some food and drink? Avada not, avada. The king is very happy and he's shaleach le'dayr. And so to us, even though we're in galus and we're not necessarily doing the tzayin shalmakan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with our actions that we go and give tzedakah. And with that, he counter-tainted to Tanas Rufus and he was victorious in their dispute. And the Gemara goes back to talk about the chashivas that Meir said of giving tzedakah of his man hazeh. Emes Liakov, he says something fascinating. He says that this shock of attire, this conversation between Rabbi Kiva and Tornas Rufus really is totally in the machlokes in the Gemara. The Gemara says that in Kedushin Baf Lamed Vav, there's a machlokes, Bonam Atam Hashem Elokeichem, is the dafka b'zman sha'oisin yisrael neshal mokoyim, dafka when Klal Yisrael is doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is even when we're not doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rav Meir is the man da'am over there who holds that Bonam Atam Hashem Elokeichem were considered HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sons even b'zman sha'ein oisin yisrael neshal mokoyim. But Emes Liakov, this is why Rav Meir Baal HaNes is associated with tzedakah. Because the Gemara tells us in Bava Basra that he was the one who said that the chashivas of giving tzedakah, even bizman hazeh, even when we're galus and we're not worthy, and we're not being ice and return to Shamakam, so to speak. The Shechin is in Galus and we're in Galus. If Meir Lishitasa, he holds up on Matam Hashem Alekechem. We're still considered HaKadosh Baruch Hu's son. And the fact that we're called his son, so there's Rachmanis on us. This is why today is the Chashivas of Rav Meir Balanes. The minig brought down to light a candle, L'zecher Rav Meir Balanes. We know that Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, there's a comparison, perhaps in a certain Madriga, there's a Shaykhus over here, Rav Meir Balanes, of lighting that candle, which is the Ner Neshama, which loses out when the Zion cries when one of them is Nifter. There's a Shaykhus over here. Rav Meir Balanes is telling us, everybody say, work on the Ner, work on the Nishmas Hashem, work on the Kurvashah. Work on the tzedakah, work on helping somebody else out, somebody in the time of need, giving in charity doesn't literally mean dipping your hand into your pocket and pulling out some money and giving it to him. To do chesed, there's lots of ways to do chesed. The biggest, where we learned the Rambam, the greatest ways of doing chesed is not giving him a handout. It's giving him a job in a nice fashion that he shouldn't consider himself a nitzrach. This day of Pesach Sheni is a day when we have to work on the anoshim that were tmei mate, that they became tamei. That there's a tumah that leaves us when we're separated from somebody. We're in difficult, trying times when we're separated from people. We are quarantined. We have to wear masks, perhaps the derech melitza. You know, the Gemara tells us that we have teeth and lips to prevent us from speaking lashon hara. Lashon hara l'chayra is the key factor in the leinagu kavod zebazeh. We don't give enough chashivas to other people the way we talk about them. Perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us a message b'derech melitza that maybe our lips and our teeth doesn't suffice right now in the being a shmir. We need another shmir. We need a mask on top of that. Think before you speak. Think before you say something to your friend. The culture came to your family member. And in Mirz Hashem, in this chus, you should all be zaycha to the taina that they said, l'manigara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't make us lose out. Let us be zaycha to the grace of ha'aris and hashpoyis that we have on this day, on Pesach Sheni, when the Shechina comes out in its crown, and Klal Yisrael Knesset Yisrael comes out in its crown, and we'll say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we missed you, Pesach Rishon. We missed our families. We missed our parents. We missed the people sitting together, V'gadta Levincha. But this Hashpa continues on till today. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ritzayneinu Lirayt Malkeinu. Bonu Atem Hashem Elikechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're your children. Come out. Give us a big hug. Take away the quarantining, take away the social distancing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let us share in each other's simchas. And Amir Tzashem, with that, will be zeicha to the Gula Asida, and will be zeicha to be makriv min hazvachim, v'neicha shem min hazvachim, u min hapsachim, v'meher v'yameinu, amen. Thank you for listening.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.